Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. All right, so we are continuing on from episode 520, where we were really just talking about the whole sense of what it means to be digital and all that. So go back and listen to episode 520 if you didn't catch that one. But today we are going to be talking about really double-clicking on this notion of what a digital role looks like in your church. So here's the question. What is the difference between a digital pastor and a digital champion? All right, so before I throw it to Todd, I'll go first because this is something that we've been wrestling with. I've been wrestling with and at our church as we look at staffing and as we look at making temporary roles permanent. So when COVID hit, obviously live streaming and digital and what all that looks like was high on everyone's radar. And a lot of the shifts and changes that were made for out of necessity. But now as churches begin to reopen and even in the midst of a possible wave two or whatever, I mean, there's still this sense of, no, we're going to keep on trekking on and really be both digital and physical. The big question is, okay, how do we make this temporary or ad hoc role permanent? Now, as my team and I were wrestling through this notion, we were really wrestling with the fact of, okay, is it a pastoral role? Is it an owner role? Is it a champion role? Is it a campus pastor role? Is online actually a campus, or are we beyond that? Because I would say pre-COVID, the trajectory was very much, yeah, online is different. Yeah, you might have some people who miss out on a service and they'll tune in online if you are live streaming, but it wasn't necessarily, for a lot of people, it wasn't necessarily this notion of, oh yeah, well, it's kind of one and the same. No, it was this idea of, no, here's kind of our online campus. And obviously the philosophy around this has ebbed and flowed over the years, depending on your church and all that stuff. But basically, there was this notion of, yeah, okay, well, what if we have an online campus pastor or an online campus? And this was a separate thing. So as we were wrestling through that, quickly, my team and I were really wrestling through, okay, well, what does that look like? Like, who owns the live stream then? Is it our worship? Our worship and tech team, our creative team? Or is it this digital pastor? And then what about first impressions? Does our website, does the digital pastor own that? What about, but not social media, because our communications does? Or for a newcomer, are the first steps different in person? So our connections director in person, does she own it in person, and our digital pastor own it online? And is that a different process? Oh wait, and what about groups? Does the digital pastor have a different way of training group leaders? Are the competencies even different, or should it be the same? So as you can tell, there are a lot of questions, and ultimately we ended up really going more toward the champion route, where it wasn't that our digital champion owns groups or owns connections or owns the live stream. No, rather, our digital champion, his responsibility is to actually partner with every ministry to ensure that those ministries at every campus have a standardized, strong digital presence for their ministries and events. So in other words, our groups pastor, he owns, like him owning, you know, our the entire, he's owning groups, digital and physical. Our first impressions director, she's owning it digital and physical. Our children's pastor, she's owning it digital and physical. So really the digital champion role, it's really more of a champion role, where they're envisioning digital ministry to support and really scale up and help every ministry area be as good digitally as they are physically. Sorry, I know I've been going on a rant, but I just kind of wanted to set that as a kind of a real life example that we are wrestling and unpacking right now.
Well, one of the things that is really interesting, a couple episodes ago, I think it's episode 442. It couldn't have been 442. Anyway, we recently on 50Q have been doing a series on churches and COVID, and I specifically had Jay Kranda on from Saddleback because he is an OG when it comes to digital church, because he's been doing it for a long time, and they have groups literally all over the world. Now, they're working to, they always have worked to get people into physical groups from digital groups. So this wasn't new for them. And it's one of the reasons why I called him, because I knew he's been doing it for a long, long time. So, you know, back in the way back days, McLean had a internet campus pastor, and that was, you know, who that was. That was his title. And that's all he did. You know, he didn't have an additional job. He was pastoring with that community throughout the week. So it can be done. And I'm not saying everybody should do that, because, man, not everybody's going to have that many people online to be able to, you know, justify a whole full role, but that's completely dedicated. But it is, I would encourage people to at least, you know, whether it doesn't matter, it's the size of your church and the ministry that happens. Guys, you know, we know those listening, aren't like Beulah. They're not like McLean or even the church I go to now that's like 800 or 1,000. They're smaller, and they're not going to have probably a children's pastor, let alone an internet campus pastor. So, you know, it's understanding scalability and understanding, you know, the number of people offers more complexity, and the number of people you're serving offers more complexity. So in order to justify, you know, a full-time role in any ministry area, there has to be enough ministry being done. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do that. It just means that, you know, I feel like I'm rambling here, but you're going to move from having a volunteer in the role. And if the role grows, it's going to become a leader of leaders, kind of a director role. And perhaps that becomes a part-time or paid position. And then ultimately it becomes a full-time position. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a children's role or a student role, adults, or internet campus. I mean, that's just the gradual progression that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where, even for us, I mean, this isn't a full-time role. This is half of someone's role, but this idea of a digital champion, I would say, scales a lot better than a digital pastor or an online pastor.
Right.
And it really is. And it's one of those roles where you could have a 20 something that's a digital native that gets this, be that expert for you, and they could do that volunteer. And the reason that would work with a digital champion, the route of a digital champion rather than a digital pastor, is that that individual is basically a consultant. They are a consultant to all the ministry areas. So you could probably imagine, even as I was going through all the questions, the complexity of a separate online campus, and why I would even say, because of that, now that we are in COVID and I would even say post COVID, why I don't think churches should be going that route. It's because of the inconsistency of systems. Because ultimately, yeah, there is the online side. At least for us at Beulah, anyone who's connecting online, I don't really care if people are connecting outside of Edmonton and outside of Alberta. I'm really focusing in on those who are connecting from within our city, because I want to get them in groups. I want to get them in community. I want to get them in a physical experience. So ultimately, shouldn't the online experience flow well and integrate well with the physical experience? Hence, why you would want your ministry leaders to be be actually now a part of their role. They are responsible for the digital and the physical expressions of their ministry area and what this digital champion role could do for you. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be paid staff, but whether it's volunteer or staff or part-time or full-time or whatnot, this digital champion role essentially goes into and partners with every ministry area to help them develop a strategy to basically translate their physical strategy to digital and contextualize as need be. But also this person could be that person who helps develop production teams, not the person who does all the video for you, but they're the ones that are developing volunteer video production teams. So just to give you a full circle, as a church, Beulah, I mean, we bought Ministry Grid, and I know it's like, but Daniel used to work for Lifeway and Lifeway Leadership and Todd and Ministry Grid and all that stuff. And shouldn't you have gotten it for free? And I was like, no, even if Todd were to have offered it, I would have still paid because it's such an incredible tool and very affordable. But basically, we bought Ministry Grid, and our discipleship pathway, our leadership pipeline, we're filming, we're getting on Ministry Grid. So this digital champion role, his role is not to film everything. His role is actually to help kids, our kids team, find people who want to learn about video. Our groups team, find people who want to learn about video on production and filming and editing, and train them up to be able to film for them rather than it all going bottleneck to one person.
Really good, man. I do feel like I need to give a caveat here because we were in DC and because we served so many people that traveled is one of the reasons why we adjusted.
Oh, that makes sense.
Both from a theological perspective as well as a practical perspective. You know, when sessions end, everybody just thinks of the congressman, but you know, or the senator, but they have armies of people that work for them.
That makes a lot of sense.
And so there's a lot of people traveling back and forth and digitally with the way that we kept people together.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm even thinking evangelistically for a church because, I mean, this is, and that's why for Beulah, I mean, our heart is really for our city, but there are some churches that have a national/international calling, right? Like Saddleback, like a McLean. And I could even think evangelistically, you even have ambassadors coming into DC regularly, right? Or diplomats from other countries regularly. So the evangelistic reach, I would say, especially for McLean, would definitely be different, right? Being in DC. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. So hopefully that has given you something to think about. Really, I would say, regardless of your budget or size of church or attendance or all of that, whether you're regathering or not, honestly, I would highly, 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 highly encourage you to think about this digital champion role. Start volunteer, but really very much think about this role and what it looks like for you to really have a single person who is going to maintain really current knowledge of new technology, industry standards for how to do online ministry well, and be that person for you, be that consultant for you and your team so that you can be as good digital as you are physical so that we can reach the lost in our cities. Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in. And if you have any follow-up questions on this, be sure to reach out to us. You can submit your questions in at newchurches.com. If you're on your computer, just hit the sidebar that says send a voicemail. Or if you're on your phone, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, hit send voicemail, record, hit send voicemail, and we would love to answer your question on a future episode. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.